Okay, the Gemara is discussing the point that was made that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. That Rabbi Shimon says that there's a requirement for a Kohen even by Yitzika and by Bilida, whereas we have from the Rabbanan, who argue probably most likely the authors of our Mishnah, that means Kemitza ve'elech. Only from the process of Kemitza and onward is there a requirement from Kohen. The preparation of the Mincha can be done even by Ezar, even by Yisrael. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's the understanding of the Rabbanan, then what is the position of Rabbi Shimon? So the Gemara's conclusion was that the two psukim in Vayikra, Perek Bet, Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Bet, over there, the first Pasuk Aleph ends, Vayatzak aleha shemen venatan aleha levona. And Pasuk Bet begins, Ve'vial b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim ve'kamatz misham. So the Rabbanan learned, Ve'kmitza me'elech requires kohanim. Rabbi Shimon, according to the Gemara now, is Mikra Nidrash lefanav l'acharav. He says that the B'nai Aaron HaKohanim is modifying not only the Kamatz that's afterwards, but also the V'yatzak Aleh Hashem V'natan Aleh Levona from the previous Pasuk. Based on that, he requires a Kohen even for the process of Yitzika. Now the Gemara challenges that on the top of Yutet Amud Aleph, V'sova Rabbi Shimon Mikra Nidrash Lefanav L'Acharav. Is it really true that Rabbi Shimon believes that you can have such a limud? V'atanyo? Don't we have a brayta? V'lakach HaKohen Midam HaChatat Be'etvo'u V'natan Al Karnot HaMizbeyach. So here by the Chatat, it says that the Kohen will take, V'lakach HaKohen Midam HaChatat Be'etvo'u. So that will be the requirement of Kabbalat Adam. Then V'natan Al Karnot HaMizbeyach. And then he places them. He does the Zrikat Adam on the Mizbeach, obviously with his finger, Netinat Yad. So now, Lameid, Shalot Kabbalah Ela B'yamin, the word Etzba'o and Kohen teaches us that it must be done with the right hand. V'natan Malameid Shalot Netina Ela B'yamin. Not only is the Kabbalat Adam have to be done in the right hand, but also the Netinat Adam, the placement of the Dam on the Mizbeach, must be done also with the right hand. So you see here, the word Etzba'o only appears once in that Pasuk. So they're using the word Etzba'o to modify both the V'lakach HaKohen and V'natan HaKornot HaMizbeach. That both V'natan and Lakach have a demand for Kohen Etzba'o. They require Kohen with his right hand. Rabbi Shimon responds, I'm Rabbi Shimon, V'chi ne'amar Yad B'Kabbalah. So where does it say over here that there's a Yad B'Kabbalah? Now here, Yad doesn't literally mean Yad, but Etzba. Does it say Etzba? The way our Girsa reads is a little difficult. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says, V'chi ne'amar Yad, Klomar V'chi ne'amar Etzba V'Lakach, Alo B'Natan Hu Amur. Lakach is the definition of Kabbalah. So v'chi ne'amar yad b'kabbalah or b'lakach, hovenel ne'amar yad b'kabbalah, kibel b'smos kosher. Rabbi Shimon says very simply, the etzba'o here is modifying v'natan, it is not modifying v'lakach, that is beforehand. If that is the case, then lakach doesn't have the demand for etzba'o and kuna. You don't have to do it with the right hand. On the other hand, v'natan, you do have to do it with your right hand. So that's where Rabbi Shimon's conclusion is, that kibel b'smol kasher. You do the kabbalat adam in the left hand, that's fine. V'amar abaye, b'mikra nidresh lefanav l'acharav kamifligay. Their machloket, with regards to the chatat, is exactly on this issue. Whether mikra is nidresh lefanav l'acharav, you can go in both directions, or is it only l'acharav, only that what comes afterwards is it defining. But over here, it's clear that Rabbi Shimon believes that you cannot say Mikra Nidresh Lefanav Acharav. So how are you suggesting that that's his position when it comes to the Mincha? So that can't be the reason. Elohochi Taimed Rabbi Shimon. This is the reason of Rabbi Shimon, and it's found in Pasuk Bet. Pasuk Bet here begins, Ve'hevia el bnei Aaron HaKohanim. So that's the Vav. Rabbi Shimon, Ve'hevia Vav Mosif al Inyan Rishon. There's a Vav that begins the Pasuk Bet. Why do you have a Vav? Why would you have a Vav to mechaber it to the Pasuk beforehand? So Ve'via means that it's also including that which was beforehand to what we're about to say. And that means that the Yatzak and the Valal also require Mitzvah Kuna. So Gemara asks, Bis over Rabbi Shimon Vav Mosif al Inyan Rishon. Does Rabbi Shimon really believe that Vav Mosif al Inyan Rishon, we say such a drasha? El Me'ato. What are you going to do with the fact that by the Ola it says, V'shachatet ben bakar, V'krivu b'nei Aaron HaKohanim et Adam, V'zarku et Adam. So here we have b'nei Aaron HaKohanim, mi'kabbalah ve'elech mitzvat kehuna. Because v'krivu, we learned before that even though it's termed in the holacha, or the sense of holacha bringing it close, nevertheless, the Kabbalah is, we have a Kabbalah that ve'ikrivu here means the Kabbalah Tadam. So it says, ve'ikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohanim et Adam. That means that the Kabbalah is done by the Kohanim. Ve'zarku et Adam, and then they also do the Zvikat Adam. That means, mikaba v'leilech mitzvat kuna. From that point forward is the mitzvah kuna, implying, l'meida l'shchita shekshira bizar. That the shchita that took place beforehand, which was mentioned prior to that, v'shachatet ben abakar, can be done even by a zar. Yet, the pasuk reads like this, v'shachatet ben abakar, v'hekrivu. V'hekrivu is the vav should be mosif al inyan rishon. If you say the vav is mosif al rishon, then v'hekrivu should capture the v'shachat that was prior to that. So that's what the Gemara asks now. Eil Rabbi Shimon, vav mosif al inyan rishon, shechita avranami. So also by shechita, bizar te psula, because you have vav mosif al inyan rishon. It says, shani otom, damar kra, v'samach, v'shachat. You forgot about the process that was right before the shechita. The process right before the shechita is the samach. So you have a samach v'shachat. So that's what you mentioned. There's also a vav in front of v'shachat. So v'shachat is connected to the smicha. And smicha, we know, must be done. Mas smicha bizarim. The smicha has to be done by zarim because smicha has to be done by the baalim. Av shechita bizarim. If you do that, if you're going to take that to the ultimate end, then you would suggest also that smicha has to be done by the balim, af shechita bebalim. Then the shechita also should reflect exactly what's demanded by the smicha, that they should have to be done by the balim. Even the ability to use a zar will not be any zar, it will only be the balim, because you're connecting it into smicha.
Yeah, but maybe I would say only the balim and not the balim and the kohen. Just like
okay, I see what you're saying. Right. True. It would be both ways. It would be balim and not any other zar, and balim and not a kohen. That's true. Right. So, ha'u lo matzit amart, that you can't say. Kal v'chomer. Uma zrika, de'ikar kapara, lo ba'i balim. Zrika, which is the main process of kapara, there we don't have balim, because it's done by the kohen. So, shchita. But shechita, where lav ikar kapara, it's not the main stay, it's not the main part of the kapara that's been done here. Kol shekein, that won't have a demand for balim, which is interesting from a number of perspectives. Just from what Tzvi raised just now, it really depends how the kohen is functioning. We have the Gemara in Kiddushin that says whether the kohenim are shluchei d'rachmanoninu or shluchei didan. Are they our representatives or are they Hashem's representatives? There the Gemara is inconclusive. In other places the Gemara concludes that it is shluchei de gavoa, that they're shluchim of the Rachmono, they're shluchim of Hashem. But if you believe that the Kohanim are shluchei didan, then there's no real raya from here, because the reason that the zrikat adam works is because they're doing our shlichut. So maybe it is that the balim are doing the zrika. The proof against it is because of the same reason, which is we know that when it comes to the shlichut, a shliach can only do something, a proxy can only be as good as the sender, as the empowerer. And over here, since you can't do the Zrikat Adam, it can't be that the kohen's doing your shlichut in terms of Zrikat Adam. Because if you can't do Zrikat Adam, then you can't create a proxy to do Zrikat Adam. That's the Gemara's proof that they are shluchei d'rachmanan ninu, shluchei d'gvoan ninu. But if you do believe shluchei d'idan, you would have that question, or at least raise the question here with regards to this Kal Machomer. Where it says, v'chiteima, ein danim efshar, mishi I efshar. Well, that's a difference. There's a big difference here. Shechita, there's a possibility that the balim can do it. By the zrika, there's no possibility because of the requirement of kohen. When it says, Goli Rachmana by Yom HaKippurim, by Yom Kippur, there is a demand that the shechita to be done by the balim, and that is by Aron HaKohen, v'shachat et parchatat asher lo. He must do the shechita of his par that he brings, the par of the kohen, and Yom HaKippurim must be done by the kohen himself, by the kohen HaGadol. Michlal, the shechita ba'alma lo binim balim. The fact that the Torah demands in that specific situation that the balim do the shechita implies that in other instances that will not be the requirement. So at this point, our solution to Rabbi Shimon's opinion is, it's vav, mosif al inyan rishon, vehevia. Therefore, the items, the verbs, the avodot that came before now will also be included under Bnei Aaron HaKohanim. That means not only kamatz, like the chachamim, but also the v'yatzak ala Hashemem, v'natan ala levona, all those items were kind of kohen according to Rabbi Shimon. But the one question of shechita, the shechita also, the term afterwards is v'hikrivu, and that should also be vav mosif and rishonon, it should have included shechita. So shechita, no, shechita is connected to v'shachat, is connected to v'samach, the smicha that comes beforehand. And the Gemara dealt with why it doesn't have to be the balim in particular, even though we're learning it out of smicha. Rashi raises a question. It's on the narrow line, second narrow lines in Rashi. He says, vav, de via mosif and rishon, v'chiteima, vav, v'natan nami. We just brought the psukim by the chatat. Lakach hakohen midam chatat betzvo v'natan al karnot ha-mizbeach. So why don't you say there, vav mosif al yinim rishon, and lakach should also require kohanim. So Rashi gives a simple answer over here. Taritz, like the mer hachi, diikiti v'natan be'etzvo. Had it said v'natan be'etzvo, that would have worked. Havi gemira v'lakach v'natan. Then you could have done it. The problem here is that vav mosif al yinim rishon, aval hashta be'etzvo hifsik ha'inyan. The difference is of where the placement of the item is. Where is the vav? You can say vav mosif al yinim rishon as long as the verb or the issue that you have is coming afterwards. You can't have vav mosif al yinim rishon and then have something mafsik, have something interrupt between them. So for instance, in the case of the mincha, it says v'hevia el b'nei aron ha-kohanim. So the vav mosif al yinim rishon is samuch, is juxtaposed to the v'yatzak and the v'natan. So that makes sense. Also over here, by the question we had by the shechita, it's v'shachat de ben bakar v'hikrivu. So there, the vav is connected to the shechita beforehand. Over here, by v'lakach v'natan, it doesn't work that way. It says v'lakach hakohen midam chatat be'etzvo, then v'natan. So the v of the natan cannot go connect back to v'lakach because you have the etzvo that's sitting in between them. And because of that, it's mafsik between them. That creates a division in the pasuk, and therefore the vav of v'natan can't be referencing back to v'lakach anymore. Right, etzvo, but that's what we're focused on. If it's ibn atan bib etzvo, then the vav could connect back to v'lakach. The fact that the etzvo sits between, Ashi says, therefore you can't take the v'natan and clack it connected back to v'lakach. The vav now can't be referencing the lakach, it has to be referencing the etzvo, which is right in front of it. So now the Gemara continues. Amarav, komakom shenemar Torah v'chuka, eino elu la'akev. So there's a similar type of idea that we had before. Anytime it says etzba and kibuna must be yamin. So over here we have a statement by Rav. Anytime it says Torah and chukah, that means la'akev. Kasal kadatcha, our havamin is, tarte boy, you need both. You need both Torah and chukah. Kedichtiv, because it says, zot chukata Torah. Right? This week was Parshat Parah. Right? This zot chukata Torah. So there it has both, chukah and Torah. And therefore it's la'akev. Bahare nazir. Well, if that's really true, what are you going to do by the Nazir? Delok tiva bay ela Torah. By the Nazir, it only has the word Torah that's used throughout the Nazir. V'amarav tnufa b'nazir me'akva. The tnufa that is done by the Nazir is me'akev, even though in general tnufa is not me'akev, it's a sharia mitzvah. Nevertheless, by the Nazir, it is me'akev. It says, shani hotam, kevin dichtiv ken ya'aseh. Since it says, not only does it have the word Torah, it says ken ya'aseh. So it's an additional indication that this is something that is ma'akev. G'man dichtiv abo chukah domi. That tells us if it's written chukah. So chukah is not necessarily the be-all and end-all word that does it. We need some indication that you must do it this way and no other way. So chukah is one way to indicate it. The other way to indicate that is ken ya'aseh. Kenya says already on Torah and Nazir, it says that that also is an indication of me'akev. Hare Todah, delok tibbei ela Torah. So they also the word Torah is used by the Todah, v'tnan. Over there it says, arba'a minim shibetodah makvim tzeh. The four different types of lichamim that you bring, matzot lichamim that you bring with the Todah are me'akev, 10 from each. Right, you have the chalot terikikim, the chalot matzot, the revucha, and the chalot lechem chametz. So of all those, each one of those minim are ma'akev one and another. But there you only have the word Torah, you don't have the word chukah. Shani todah di itkish le nazir. That the todah and the nazir have a hekesh between them. In Izum Mukoman we have the whole todah ve'el nazir. They are in the same category. They're both eaten. Layom v'layla, they both also have additional breads, matzot, that come with them. Dechtiv, how do we know that? What's this hekesh? It says, Azevach todat shilamav, which is written by the todah. And over there we said, todat shilamav, amarmar shilamav, l'rabot shalmei nazir. It comes to include the shlamim of the nazir, which is the eil nazir that we were talking about before. And since the nazir also has a din of ikuv, that will have application also by the todah. Vare mitzora. What about the mitzorah? Deloktiv be ela Torah, zot Torah the mitzorah. That the biyom tarato. This is the Torah of the mitzorah. Yet we don't have chokin. We have something that is the tnan, and we have a mishnah. Arba aminim she mitzorah makvim zedze. Four types or minim by the mitzorah makvim zedze. What are we speaking about? We're speaking about on the first day of the tahara, where it's to bring in eight erez, eshni tolat, ezov, and a tzipor. And he has to bring these four items in order to perform the Tarat HaMitzvah, the beginning of the process of Tarat HaMitzvah. So those four minim, which are the Etzeres, the Shnei Torah, the Zov, and the Tziporim, they are makrin zedze, yet we only have the word Torah. Shiny Hotam, it's also different by the Mitzvah. Kevin Dechtiv, Zot Tiyeh Torah HaMitzvah. So Zot Tiyeh is also Behavayato Tiyeh, that limud we see in many places. So the Zot Tiyeh on top of the Tarat HaMitzvah, Kaman Dechtiv Bechukah Dami. Again, Chukah, the demand is not that you have the exact word chukah, but rather some indication of ikuv or behaviyatol tihei. Saw that by the nazir, the ken yaseh. Over here, we're seeing that by zot tihei. Fari yom kippurim dechloktiv be'el chukah. Yom Kippur only has the word chukah, which is chakulam. That is written chukah, but it's not. And we have Mishnah Shnei Seder Yom Kippurim makvim zeh. And over there, we know that kol seder yom kippurim is makiv. So why over there went only the word chok and not the word Torah? Ela, o Torah, o chukah. Somebody says, let's back out and say, no, if we have Torah or chukah, that will be sufficient. So then obviously we won't need all the answers that we gave until this point in time. Right, Gemara says, well, then you run yourself into a big problem. The remainder of the karbanot also have the word Torah associated with them. Velo me'akve. And we don't say there that the akev. Well, where do we have Torah by all the other karbanot? I would have said, just like we have by the Todah, we also have it. Zotrat ha-chatat, zotrat ha-mincha, in Parshat Tzav. That's not what Rashi quotes. Rashi quotes the pasuk that is at the end of Tzav, that summarizes all the karbanot. Zotrat ha-olah la-mincha la-chatat. So there he quotes the pasuk that includes all karbanot under the header of Zotrat ha-olah la-mincha. That is quoted at the end of Tzav, not that one that's mentioned, the Torah that's mentioned in each individual korban. So the Gemara says, now I'm in a trouble, because if I say Torah, we don't say that everything's ma'akev by the other karbanot. So now what am I going to do with that? So now we come to a similar conclusion that we have by Kohen and Etzba, which is Torah ba'ayei chukah. Torah by itself is not sufficient, it requires chukah. Aval, chukah lo ba'ayei Torah. Chukah by itself is enough that I do not require Torah. So now we're back to where we started, that all those places where we said Torah, and we have to add on, which is by the mitzvah, by the nazir, by the todah, then we need the additional item besides the Torah. But by Yom HaKippurim, where it says chukah, there I will not need a Torah. And also by the other karbanot, where it says Torah, that's not sufficient to create an ikuv, because Torah by itself is not enough. The same thing we did by Etzba and Kuna, that Etzba we don't require Kuna, by Kuna we do require Etzba. And Rabbeinu Tam asked the most obvious question, which is, if Torah requires chukah, chukah doesn't read Torah, what are we saying basically? You don't need Torah. You basically just need chukah. In the end, chukah does the job. Either you have Torah with chukah, or you have chukah without Torah. Either way, that's you need chukah there to make it work. So then what do we need Torah?
Those only work with Torah.
Okay, so that's an interesting answer.
There are substitutes.
There are substitutes for chukah, then they only work together with Torah. That's interesting. Rabbeinu Tam says, Torah by chukah, v'chol by Torah. Amen, Rabbeinu Tam. T'chol makom, aminu chukah ikuva. Sorry, that's one thing that Rabbeinu Tam says. I would have thought the word chukah by itself means la'akei. Rabbeinu Tam says no, that it's actually a gzeira shava. There's no doubt that it's a gzeira shava from chok chok that always is ma'akev. Then chukei lo by Torah, v'im Torah or v'Torah l'mayato. What do you need Torah for? To gi'ai gavna parch v'kere kamal gabi etzba lo by kuna. Like I said before, we had the same thing. Etzba doesn't require kuna. Kuna requires etzba. Then what do I need kuna anymore? The Torah ata l'shum drasha. This is his answer a lot of times in Tzvachim and here in Menachot. It comes from another drasha. Torah comes to teach you something else. So he just says, yeah, maybe you really don't need it. It comes from another drasha. I do think that it might be interesting to see what you're suggesting over here is that when we have something that replaces chukah, it's not chukah itself, maybe there Torah, you need a combination of Torah and ken yaseh, or Torah and zot tiyeh, which would give you that combination. That might be why you need Torah in those instances, because it's not enough. You don't have the word chukah using a substitute for chukah, especially according to Rabbeinu Tam here, who says that chukah works by gzeira shava, then the ken yaseh and zot tiyeh don't have that gzeira shava. So then maybe together with Torah they create it. So I think that might be a very nice answer to that issue. Right now, Gemara says, okay, that's the answer. V'ha Torah v'chukah ka'amar. Didn't he say, Rav, when he made a statement, he says, kol makom shenemar Torah v'chukah. Sachi Gemar, af agav d'uktiv Torah, iktiv v'chukah in, ilo, lo. To amend Rav's statement to read that way. V'ha mincha, what are you going to do with the mincha? D'uktiv v'chukah. That mincha has the word chukah. V'amar Rav, and Rav made a statement about the menachot, kol makom shechzir katu b'torat mincha, inu elalakev. That any time the Torah repeats its sivui by the mincha, Echzircha, that is la'akev. But it's only if it's repeated. Echzirin, lo echzir lo. Only if it's repeated by the mincha, if the tzivoy is repeated by the mincha, then it's la'akev. But not because of the word chok that is mentioned by the mincha, which is kozra b'mnei aron ha-kohenim yochleno chakolam. Shiny ha'otom, it's different by the mincha. Techik tiva chuka, a'achila tiva. Right, the word chukah here is used in Parshat Tzav. And in Parshat Tzav, when it uses the word chukah, it's referencing the need for the Kohanim to consume the Korban HaMincha, or the Shirayim of the Mincha. It's not that it's given or it's defining the Avodot of the Mincha, but rather the Achilat HaMincha. Over there, the word chuk is used, which is in Vayikra Vav, Perkei Av, Kol Zechar B'Bnei Aron Yochleno, Chak Olam L'Dor Teichem, Mishe Hashem, Kol Asher Yigah Behem, Yigdash. So over there, the chuk, and we saw this before by like the Hashem. The Hashem, where we have Hashem, Hashem, Hu, over there we have the Ikuv was about the Haftarat Emurim, which is something that wasn't Ma'akev. So since the Ikuv was positioned on something that isn't relevant or Ma'akev the Kapara, therefore we said that then that Ikuv doesn't apply to the Avodot. So the same thing over here. The Ikuv here surrounds the Achila and does not surround the Mincha itself. Where it says, okay, Vare Lechem Apanim. What are you going to do with the Lechem Apanim? Tichtiv, by the Lechem Apanim, it's written in Parshat Emor. Also over there that there's a Chukah, which is that, Vaita Laron Uvanav, it's in Perach Abdallah, Pasuk Teh, Vaita Laron Uvanav, Ve'achalua B'makom Kadosh, Ki kadosh kadoshim hu lo mishe Hashem chak olam. So you have chak olam, but also over there it's by tal aron v'nav v'achalu b'makom kadosh. It's talking about the achilah and chak olam. Yet we have by the lechem apanim, by lechem apanim tiv achuka achilak tiv avetznan, and we have a mishnah lechem apanim. Shnei starim makvim zeze. Shnei bazichim makvim zeze. Hasdarim v'bazichim makvim zeze. Everything is ma'akev by the lechem apanim. The only way we know that ikov is from the word chok, and yet the chok is written by achilah. So how could you state that that's the reason? It works by the lechem apanim, and it's not going to work by the mincha. So Gemara says, "Ela kol hecha dechtiva achila akula milta ktiva." No, we have to back out. Even when it's written by achila, it also applies to everything. So now what are we going to do about the mincha? The mincha also has it by achila, should apply to everything. Shiny hotam. The Amar Kra, the pasuk says in Vayikra Bet by the mincha, mi garsa umi sham noach. So that's speaking about the korban haomer. By the korban haomer, it says pasuk yudalet v'im takriv minchat bikurim lashem aviv kalui beish geres karmel. Takriv et minchat bikurecha, v'natat ale shemen, v'samt ale levona mincha hi, v'ktir ha-kohen et azkarata migarsa, u'mishamna al kol levonata ish el Hashem. So you saw earlier on in the pasuk, when it talked about mincha bikurim l'Hashem, aviv kaloi ba'esh geres karmel. So there it used the word geres. Yeah, when it comes to the conclusion, it says et azkarata migarsa, u'mishamna. So over here, Amar Kar Mikar Shemesh, Geres v'shemen me'akvim v'ein davar acher me'akev. Only the Geres and the Shemen are me'akev. Nothing else is me'akev. Why? So Rashi stands over here, who de'akzir behen akatuv me'akva. The Torah goes over them again. The fact that it says migarsha mishamna twice, because it already had said by Minchah Kurim, kolui ba'esh geres kamel, natata le shemen. So you had the shemen and geres mentioned already. The fact now it repeats them, migarsha mishamna, that tells you that it's li'ikuv, and ein davar acher me'akev. But nothing else is me'akev. That's what Rashi says at the top of Yutet Amud Bet. At the bottom of Yutet Amud Aleph, Rashi says, migarsha mishamna, the extra hay. The extra hey, mikarsham shamna, means that only these items and nothing else. It should have said geres and shemen. The fact that it says garsa and shamna, that is la'akev. Tosfos, of course, jumps on Rashi right away and says, which one is it, Rashi? Is it the fact that it's repeated that's giving it the ikuv? Or is it the fact that there's an extra hey in it? Tosfos says, mashma d'rav sotrim zetzetz, the top of Yutet Amud Bet. Tosfos says, it sounds like Rashi is soter. The tali taima b'chazara v'lo b'hei yitera. Which one is it? Is it the chazara that it repeated it, or is it the hei yitera? Which one is generating the ikuv over here? So that's the Tosfos answer. Then v'nira d'hocha ma'ari le'inyan shi'akvu zed zeh. Debay the shanolav akatuv, aval the gabed miutan ma'akev etuban ma'iti misalta mishamna. Tosfos says there are two different limudim here. There's one limud that relates to the fact that one is ma'akev the other. There's another ikuv which it says these and no others. So it says each of those is learned out from a different aspect. The hachzara, the repetition, teaches us that they are ma'akev echad et ha'sheni. The migarsa mishamna, the extra hay, tells us these and nothing else. that from these and nothing else are requiring the ikuv. So that's what the two limudim are according to Tosfot. You have to separate between them. There are two limudim, but they're functioning in a different way. One's functioning to tell you that the garsan shamna are makev echadat hasheni. The other one's coming to teach you that migarsa or mishamna, those and nothing else by the mincha is makev. Now gufa, the Gemara wants to go back to that. Amarav, b'chol makom she'egzir lecha katub b'torah mincha, enu ela akev. Anytime the Torah repeats something by the mincha, it's only la'akev. Ushmo amar, geres v'shemen makvim v'ein devar achar makev. Shmo says it's not true of everything by the mincha, it's only true by the geres and the shemen. Those are the only things that are ma'akev by the korban mincha, nothing else. Olu Shmuel, according to Shmo, afgav d'tanabe kralom ma'akvole. What Shmo is going to really say that if the Torah repeats a tzivui by the mincha, it's not ma'akev. That's a basic principle. So Umar says no. Okoheicha d'tanabe kral v'adei ma'akvole. Rav and Shmo both agree. Anytime the Torah repeats any command, any tzivui, it is mi'akev. We had that earlier, yesterday's Gemara, by the command of the Yitzika. For instance, in the beginning, Vayikra Berg Bed Pasuk Aleph, by the Minchat Solet, it says, Nefesh ki tekriv karman michal Hashem Solet, iye karbano viyatzak ale Hashem v'natan ale levona. Then, in the Minchat Machavat, it says in Pasuk Vav, Pasuk Heim Vav, it says, in Mincha Machavat karbanecha, Solet bulua b'shem matzatiye, patot uta pitim viyatzakta ale b'shem en minchahi. So the word, the command for Yitzika is brought both by the Minchat Solet and by the Minchat Machavat. What did we say yesterday? The Gemara asked the question, how can you say in our Mishnah that b'diyevet, if you skip the Yitzika, it's okay. Yitzika is ma'akev. How do we know it's ma'akev? Rashi brought two reasons why it's ma'akev. One is because it says over there, mincha hi. The other one he brought was because it repeats, v'yatzakta. It has v'yatzakta by the solet, and v'yatzakta by the mincha ma'chavat. So that repetition automatically means there's an ikuv, and Shmuel has to agree to that. So Rav and Shmuel both agree that if the Torah repeats any tzivui, any command by the mincha, that it is ma'akev. So then what do they argue about? V'acha b'lo kumtso b'kumtso k'miflegei. They're arguing about whether, when it comes to the komets that is taken off by the mincha, that word, the komets, uses the word bikumtso. The bikumtso is by Pashat Tzav. It says that the coin ve'irim mimenu bikumtso. That b, that extra bikumtso, it could have just said mimenu kumtso. Why does it say bikumtso? Bikumtso suggests that it must be done by his komets. His komets means with his hand. So that's what they're arguing about over here. Vakam alo kumtso, bikumtso, kamiflake, detanya. Malay kumtso, bikumtso. What does it mean? When it says bikumtso, it could have just said kumtso. Why does it say bikumtso? Shalo yasim midala komets. You're not allowed to make a measurement for the komets. Say, for instance, the kohen doesn't have to stick his hand in every time to take out the komets and figure out the exact size. They do a whole sampling of his komets, and they make a mold that has a kli that takes off exactly that amount from the mincha. So that's when it comes to the exclude. It says, no, you may not do that. Rav Savar Ha Nami Tana Beikra. Over there, Rav believes that by kumso, the Torah also repeats the word kumso twice, and therefore it is mi'akev. So there, when it's talking about Bnei Aaron by the Miluim, this is the Yom HaShmini, over there, when they brought the mincha, it says, v'yamalei kapo mimena, that he has to take it out with his hand. So now I have a repetition. I have bikumso by the Parshat Tzav, by the Korbanei Mincha, and I also have kapo that's mentioned by the Yom HaShmini. So that'd be ma'akev, that he has to do with his hand and nothing else. Ushmo amar, dorot misha'a lo yofinan. That's not called repetition, because bikumso is written by Parshat Tzav, that's by Mincha l'dorot. The kapo is written by Yom HaShmini. That's a horat shah. That's once in history. You can't learn out that that's doubled over there. Mar says, "V'lo yoliv Shmuel dorot mishah." Shmuel doesn't really learn out dorot mishah. V'atznan. We have a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah we bumped into here in Menachot, also in Zvachim. Kli alach mekachim et alach. Vessels that are used to measure liquids, they can be mekadesh liquids. Midata yavesh, utensils, the vessels that are used to measure out the dry goods, mekadshimet yavesh, they can be mekadesh dry goods. Vein kli alach mekadshimet yavesh, utensils, vessels that are used to measure liquids cannot be mekadesh dry goods. Velo midata yavesh mekadshim alach, the dry measurements cannot be mekadesh things that are liquid. Vamar Shmuel, and that Shmuel says, loshna ela midot. That's only true when you're talking about dry measurements and liquid measurements. Kelim, vessels or utensils that are used as measurements. Ava mizrikot, the mizrikot mekadshin, the mizrikot which are used for the Kabbalat Adam, do not have a specific measurement associated with them. They are just a clay key bowl. They're used for their utility in terms of collection. So over there, even though their usage is primarily for liquids, nevertheless, mekadshim, they can be mekadesh, dry goods. Why? Dichtiv, shnehem mleim solet. By the korbanot hanisiim, over there it says the mizrakot are mleim solet. Solet is a dry good. So you see over there that the mizrak is mekadesh, a dry good. That's Misha'a. That's by the nisiim. That's a once in a lifetime, once in history. And he's learning out from that, that a liquid vessel that is normally used for the capture of liquids can be mekadesh, a dry good. So shani hotam, this is a very interesting answer of the Gemara, shani hotam, the Tana Bakra, Tresar Zimnit. The Torah repeated it 12 times. Wait, one, twice? We're going to say, Dorot Misha. Torah there repeats the exact same thing 12 times. That's enough to learn it out, because it's 12 times, not just 2 times.
The
Tarot Misha'a Lolomdim Shmuel. We see that he doesn't do it. By the Kumtso, he's not willing to do it. Why is he willing to do it? By the Solet that's going into the Mizrak. So it's different. By the Komets, only mentioned Bikumtso once, Bidorot, and Kapo once by the Isha'a. That's not enough. There we're not going to learn. By the Nisiim, where it's repeated 12 times, even though it was Lisha'a, from there we'll learn the Dorot. Because that's an excessive form of repetition. Correct. Right, we don't know where that is, but somewhere between 3 and 12. Samarle Rav Kahana, Rav Asi the Rav, very Hagasha. What are you going to do about Hagasha? The Tana Bakra, V'lo Makva. The Torah repeats the need, V'higi Shoh, that you have to bring it and have the Mincha touch the corner of Nizbeach. And we know from our Mishnah, says it's not Makev. One of the items listed in our Mishnah that says it's Sheref, you don't do it, it was the Hagasha. So what are you going to do about that? Man Tana Be Dichtiv, Zoturat HaMincha, HaKrevotah, B'nei Aron, Lifnei Hashem. What you're suggesting, where does it say that you have to do Vihigi Shoh twice? Well, one of the times that it says it is Zoturat HaMincha HaKrev Ota. HaKrev Ota means bring it forward, bring it closer. That HaKrev Ota, we're interpreting to mean Hagasha. And that's why we're saying that Hagasha is repeated twice. Once because of Hagasha, and once because of Vihigi Shoh. That you have to bring it, literally the verb Vihigi Shoh. So on that, Rav says, Man Tana Bei Dichtiv. Where is the repetition? Where's the repetition? Dichtiv Zoturat HaMincha Krevotah B'nei Aron Lifnei Hashem. How Likvo Al HaMakom Hu Da'ata. That repetition is not coming to teach you that you must bring it to the corner, but rather which corner to bring it to. So that's not a repetition of the action or the tzivui to bring it closer to the Mizbeach, but rather it's a repetition to teach you something totally new. Which corner of the Mizbeach do you put it on? Titania, we have a Breita. When it comes to this issue of Krev Ota, how do I know where they bring it? So Torah Tamincha, HaKrev Ota B'nei Aron, Lifnei Hashem, El Pnei HaMizbeach. Which one is it? Lifnei Hashem or El Pnei HaMizbeach? What's the front of the Mizbeach? Where the Kevesh is. Where's the Kevesh? On the Daron, on the southern side. Where's Lifnei Hashem? Where's the Eichal positioned relative to the Mizbeach? Is on the western side. So now I have a stira. It says, HaKrev Ota B'nei Aron Lifnei Hashem El Pnei HaMizbeach. Well, if it's Lifnei Hashem, that means west. If it's Pnei HaMizbeach, that means south. So which one is it? That's the Tanya. Tanya, we have a bright dot. Lifnei Hashem Yechol B'marav. I would think you should do on the western side. Tam Aloma El Pnei HaMizbeach. I El Pnei HaMizbeach Yechol B'darom. I would think you do on the southern side. Tam Aloma Lifnei Hashem. HaKeitzad. How do I solve that problem? Migisha Bekeren Jomit Maravit. The solution is to put it on the southwestern corner. Keneged Chodashel Keren Midayo. Up against the corner, and that's sufficient. Well, if I bring it to the southwestern corner, I've accomplished both now. I've done both El Pnei HaMizbeach and Lifnei Hashem. That's the compromise. How do I solve it? I bring it to that corner where they're joined, where the Lifnei Hashem meets the Pnei HaMizbeach. Well, that's when the southwestern corner is where the Pnei HaMizbeach meets the Lifnei Hashem. And because of that, that would be the corner that I do it. Vidayo, here the Gemara does not address it. Vidayo is actually addressed in the Gemara in Sota, and there the Midayek from the word Dayo, the Sakadatcha, that the Bai HaGosha Kemincha Gufa, that you have to actually take the Mincha out of the Kli and touch it to the corner. The Dayo comes to teach us that when you put it in the Kli Sharet against the corner, that's enough. You don't have to have the physical Mincha touch the corner, but you just have the Kli Sharet that the Mincha is in touch the corner, and that's enough. That's what the word Dayo is. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yacho Yigishen Olamara Vasho Keren, I would think you bring it in that corner to the western side, Lidaro Masho Keren, or I'll put it on the southern side of the Keren, Amart. Kol makom she'ata motze shtei mikraot. Every time I find two psukim or two statements, echad mekayim atzmo mekayim chaveiro. If I do it one way, I can be mekayim it and the other item. Echad mekayim atzmo v'atal et chaveiro. In the other instance, if I do something in action, it'll ruin the other one. Meichim etz mekayim atzmo. I leave out or I don't do the action that will be mekayim only one of them. V'atal chaveiro. Tovsim etz mekayim atzmo mekayim chaveiro. And I take on the one that says right that it is mekayim both of them. So now I would have thought, Rabbi Elazar, what do you think now Rabbi Elazar is going to say? It says, wait, I have the southwestern corner. So what should I do? Should I put it on the western side of the corner or on the southern side of the corner? Well, if I put it on the southern side of the corner, I don't get Lifnei Hashem. If I put it on the western side of the corner, I don't get Pnei HaMizbech. So what's he coming to teach you? Put it exactly on the corner. And that's what you would think he would say. But that's not what he's going to say. He says, Shkata Omer Lifnei Hashem b'marav. If you do Lifnei Hashem on the marav, bitaltel Pnei HaMizbech b'darom. Then you've ruined the Pnei HaMizbech adom. Shkata Omer Pnei HaMizbech b'darom. On the other hand, if you do it on the southern side of the Pnei HaMizbech, kiyamta Lifnei Hashem. Exactly. Ve'echan kiyamto. Gemara asks me this question. What do you mean? If you put it on the southern side, are you kayem elifnei Hashem? Must be that Rabbi Eliezer believes, and we learned this together in Zvachim, Amar Vashi kasavra haitana kulam izbeach b'tzafon kai. Rabbi Eliezer must believe that the entire mizbeach is situated in the tzafon, in the northern side. Well, if the entire mizbeach is in the northern side of the azara, now what do you have? That means that the mizbeach is situated, the end of the mizbeach, before the kevesh, is on the midline of the azara, on the halfway line of the azara. If it's on the halfway line of the azara, that means the southern face of the mizbeach is exactly at the half point of the azara. Well, if at the half point of the azara, the petach ha'echal, the door into the echal, is also exactly centered in the azara. That means that the opening of the Echal, so now if I come with the Mizbeach that is completely situated in the Tzafon, that means the face of the Mizbeach, that's the Darom, the southern face of the Mizbeach, if I walk up to that southern face, I am still sitting in front of the Petach HaEchal. I'm still Lifnei Hashem. And then not only am I in Petach Ulam, which is 20 amot wide on my center, but even in Petach HaEchal, which is 10 amot wide, even there I'm centered, I still have Lifnei Hashem. Because when it's situated all the way in the northern side, the southern face is at the center line. If I come to the center line, I'm still looking straight in, and that'll be Lifnei Hashem. So according to Rabbi Lezer, who says, must believe that the Mizbeach, we know this from Zvachim, right, that he must believe that the Mizbeach is situated entirely in the north, therefore, when you put it on the southern side, you accomplish both Pnei HaMizbeach and Lifnei Hashem. As opposed to if you went to the western side, you'd only accomplish Lifnei Hashem, but not the Pnei HaMizbeach. Therefore, what does Rabbi Lezer say? Put it on the southern side. Now, back to our Gemara, what does that mean? That means that, for Rav, in terms of the repetition of Higisho, that's not true. We have the verb Higisho, and we have Hakrave. That Krave is not a repetition of Higisho. Hakrave is coming to tell me where to do the Hagasha, the location of the Hagasha, and that's from the Braitha, the Machlokas. That Krave, which is Lifnei Hashem, El Pnei HaMizbeach, the Tanakhama believes Pnei Hashem and Pnei HaMizbeach is the corner, because that's the Dromit Maravit, that's the meeting of Lifnei Hashem and the Pnei HaMizbeach. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's the southern side of the Mizbeach, the southern face of the Mizbeach, because he believes the Mizbeach is all the way in the north. Therefore, the Lifnei Hashem and Pnei HaMizbeach can be accomplished by going on the southern side. But that's not Le'ikuv now, because it's not a repetition of Vehigisho. Okay, we'll stop over here.